Children, have you ever met the bogeyman before? No, of course you haven't, for you're much too good, I'm sure. Don't you be afraid of him if he should visit you. He's a great big coward, so I'll tell you what to do. Hush, 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 here comes the bogeyman. Don't let him come too close to you, he'll catch you if he can. Just pretend that you're a crocodile, and you will find that bogeyman will run away a mile.
Live from the 1480 Studios, AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Eric Reinert, and Tricia somewhere around here. Greg is on his way. This is the great Frank Sinatra from the hit series 1930.
Hush!
Oh, hush.
Hush, hush, hush.
Oh, it's hush.
No, this is Henry Hall singing Here Comes the Boogeyman from Jeepers Creepers. Of course, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular Part 2.
Part 2?
Part 2.
When did we have Part 1?
Part 1 was last week. You were just dressed up like a clown for no reason. And yes, you are going to want to tune in to our Meerkat feed, our audio and video feed at Breakthrough Entertainment on Meerkat. You will see me dressed up as... see with my
as the bunny rabbit.
No, see, it says it right on my collar.
Oh, Franken
Weenie.
Franken
Weenie.
Okay, I like at the beach, Eric, hot dogs and
Frankens. Oh,
didn't they come in cans too? Like,
this is a homemade costume. I made this.
Oh, you did? It's not bad.
Thank you. When I went as on Halloween as Franken Weenie, of course, I had my face all painted silver, and I've got the bolt sticking out of my neck.
Oh, you do? Where?
Yeah, see, there's a bolt.
Oh, that's a bolt?
You can't see it because I have the... Yeah, I'll take the thing off shortly. But
I didn't
know
that.
There's a bolt. There's a bolt.
Oh, that is. Yeah. And, of course, this hour brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive. And make sure you say hi to Alexander. In fact, he texted me today. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
And my oldest daughter, Kim, brought her truck in just last night. He waited for her. He's just that type of guy. And he's just such a nice guy. Great, great auto mechanic. Call him, 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781, 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, Alexander.
Well, what's Alexander going to be for Halloween, though?
I think he's going to dress up as a transformer and transform into a car.
Thank goodness. I thought that was going a different direction there when I heard the first part of that.
Oh, yeah.
The T-R-A-N-S?
Yeah, I thought we were going with
Caitlyn
Jenner.
No way.
All right. Well, Eric is all dressed up today as a winery owner. Is that it?
Yes, I'm dressed up as a wine salesman.
A wine salesman.
And
excellent.
Oops.
And Dave is dressed up as a train.
A train?
Well, that's what I just heard you making train noises.
No, I'm the promoter of the Slut Walk.
Okay.
Amber Rose's Slut Walk. I don't know. We'll have to talk about that in a few minutes.
Sure. Well, we've got a jam-packed show today.
Oh, yeah,
it's going
to be
so exciting. Of course, Breakthrough Entertainment's Halloween Spooktacular Part 2. We're playing songs made scary by horror movies so far that we've featured on the show. Of course, that was from Jeepers Creepers. We'll hear more from Jeepers Creepers in just a little bit.
Jeepers Creepers.
Where'd you get those beepers? Yeah,
we'll hear
that one.
Oh, good.
And but it's all in honor of the releases, well, of course, of Halloween, but also the releases of two horror movies, Eli Roth's Knock Knock, starring Keanu Reeves, and The Final Girls, starring Tysa Farmiga, and directed by Todd Strauss-Schulson, who we will be speaking with in this hour.
Tysa Farmiga, she's a sister of Vera?
Vera.
Yes.
I like her, the Vera one.
It seems like there's a big age difference between the two of them.
Yeah. I mistakenly said on here once, you know, Vera's daughter. And I was like, no, that's wrong.
Oh.
That's wrong.
Yeah, because there's a big age difference.
Yeah. They're both very cute. But, you know, I just love Vera's eyes. And so
she was in The Departed and then a big part in Up in the Air, which is one of my favorites.
And she's also Norma Bates.
She turned out to be evil in that Up in the Air at the end.
Well, she was, she wasn't very nice to George Clooney. You're right. I didn't like that part. Because he really started to like her. And that, right, Eric? That's sort of sad, right?
Yeah, she was just stringing him along the whole time.
Yeah, I think that was sort of bad.
But yeah, Norma Bates, that's great too.
Yeah, yeah.
Bates Motel,
excellent show. And we also have on Jackson Keith to tell us about Jack and Jill's Haunted Hill. We experienced it last night, Dave.
Yeah.
I I did get scared. I think that out of our group,
you were holding on to my shirt.
Yes, I was.
Finally,
I was screaming like a woman.
That was me.
I was a leader in this pack, sort of.
No, really. Greg was the leader.
Oh yeah, he was.
You met some nice young women, which we'll be giving a shout out to later.
Oh.
yes.
I'll explain that.
Okay. Well, sorry.
They put us.
They were particularly younger, yeah.
Yeah, they were probably, what, high 20s? School?
No, they weren't in high school. They were in their 20s or 30s.
Yeah. High school? Yeah. Well,
I don't know. They put us in our group. They said, here, they have to go with you.
Yeah.
And so they went with us.
Yeah, yeah. But they were in their 20s or 30s, and they were very nice. We'll be giving a shout out to them. And detailing our experience there, I definitely believe I was the scaredest. We also have on actress Blair Bomar from Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Wow.
The TV show?
The TV show. She just was on this last episode a couple nights ago, and she's in the next four episodes, I believe.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I think she works at the bar. In the show, not like here in Phoenix or New York.
The vampire bar.
Yeah, the vampire bar, of course. So she sucks your blood. And also we have on some other movies we'll be talking about include Pan.
Pan, I did see that one.
Yes, we'll see if Pan gets
Yikes.
Panned.
Yeah, I think we'll disagree on that one.
We might. And then there's also Freeheld starring Julianne Moore and Ellen Page and Steve Carell, a great cast in this. And we're speaking with actress Janine Casper about her role in Freeheld. She's featured as in the scenes with Steve Carell's character.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And we also have on the inventor of the Hershey chocolate bar. He'll be calling in our third hour.
Really? What's
trick
he
or
like?
Treat.
What's he like? 140?
His name is Hershey. Believe it or not, yeah.
Hershey Felder.
Yeah.
Hershey
Felder. He invented the Hershey bar, and the world has been forever grateful. No.
No, it was.
What is? Hold on. I gotta check my notes here.
The last name was Hershey.
No, Hershey Felder. I've got this. I've got this.
The Hershey bar was invented like over 100 years ago.
No, I don't think it's the Hershey bar.
What is it then?
It's
Kit Kat? Did he do that? Because it wouldn't.
No, it's opening
Hershey
night.
Felder did not create the Kit Kat bar. I know that.
Well, he didn't invent the Hershey bar. The Hershey
Irving
bar is over 100
Berlin.
Years old.
He plays Irving Berlin.
Yeah, that was it. I was trying to remember.
Well, we do have ghosts in here, so maybe it was the inventor of the Hershey
bar. A one-man show, Irving Berlin, the great composer, musician, right?
Yeah.
And he's had a lot of great songs. So we're going to actually go to opening night tonight.
Yes.
Is that exciting?
It's very exciting.
Very.
And you know what? It's not the only thing that we're celebrating today. You know, Halloween, of course, and we're also celebrating the release of the Hershey Guys candy bar show. I'm kidding. We'll get that straight later.
Hershey bar was first sold in 1900.
And we're also
wow.
And we're still trick-or-treating with it today. And we're also celebrating Dave's birthday.
Dave's birthday.
Oh, we've got a special guest in studio.
Wow, what is this?
Oh, wow, happy birthday. Now, let's go ahead. We've got a special caller for Dave.
Sherman.
Dave, we've got a special caller. Here we go.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mr. President.
I'm the Mr. President.
Happy birthday.
You should have dubbed in Dave there.
I should have, you know.
Oh, yes.
Mr. President.
Mr. Host.
For all the things
with the most.
Oh, yes, Marilyn Monroe.
There's a really bad connection there from the afterlife.
I know. Marilyn, you're breaking up, Marilyn. Marilyn, can you hear me? Ma'am? Miss?
I told you, there's a bad connection.
Wow.
Where'd she go?
Almost as her voice kind of sounded like Bobby.
Oh, no. Heaven forbid.
Oh, now that ruined the moment. No, I'm kidding.
Dave,
I like you, Bobby. Bobby's great.
So happy birthday,
Dave. That was a flaccid moment.
Thank you. It's a birthday wish.
And, of course, Trisha is joining us in her Batgirl outfit.
And look at this.
With her cape.
Is this German chocolate?
Yes, it's a German chocolate.
I love German chocolate.
Tart and then cupcakes.
Wow.
And Hershey chocolate on there. Hershey Felder chocolate.
Ghirardelli.
From here, all those letters looks like it spells birthday poppy.
Well,
yeah, it does.
Trisha is dyslexic, so.
Yes. That is beautiful.
I know how to spell, but you have to look at it from the right direction.
Right.
It's perfect for the way I'm looking
right,
at it right
now.
Right,
let's see. Our friends on Meerkat, they're looking at it. All they see is happy
birthday.
H day.
Oh, you're kidding.
And the H is falling over.
Yes. So, Dave, happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much. It's been exciting so far.
Yes, and our friends on Meerkat are wishing you happy birthday as well. So
thank you.
Sure that you join us on Meerkat to help us celebrate Dave's birthday and Halloween and all these other wonderful things at Breakthrough Entertainment. We're going to have a blast.
At Breakthrough Entertainment what?
At Breakthrough Entertainment. What?
.com.
No, it's just at Breakthrough Entertainment. No, we didn't.
Break Radio.
Oh, for the Meerkat.
Yeah, for the Meerkat. Yeah. Well, you can go to breakradioshow.com, but we didn't embed the show on there yet.
Embed it.
Yeah, we've got to get our web guy on that.
Yes.
But
I would have had that done for you in 2 minutes.
Well,
really?
Okay. Oh. Well, I could have done it too, but I don't have the access to the controls. They don't trust me with the
I don't even have the access
password.
To the controls.
Well, someone better have what. Right now, there's just like a bunch of Abraham Lincolns dancing on there.
Yeah.
Someone
oh, really?
Hacked it or something. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know.
I really saw weird. That. Yeah. So, but thank you very much. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm now announcing my running for president.
Wow. Well, and now I wanted to, because we have a lot of songs made scary by horror movies on today's show, and we're kind of, you know, you'll hear more next week, and then our Songs Made Scary by Horror Movies 5, 2 weeks from today. Brand new show. Well, it's brand
you
new.
You said a bland?
Brand
or
new
brand?
Show. It's not bland
didn't
in any
he say
way.
Bland?
No, he said brand.
Oh, bland?
It's brand, nothing, like Hershey is a brand.
We're nothing but bland.
Hershey, Milky
oh, yeah.
Way.
Hershey Felder.
Yes, and then we
Hershey,
got...
Hershey Felder is... It's hard to describe what he is because he has done so much. So I just use the term straight artist.
There you go. There you
good
go.
One.
Yes. But we do have some candy bars out there.
Straight
you know.
Artist? You mean
what
as
about
opposed
this?
To
this looks
gay?
Really good. Can
he's,
I have a bite?
No, I'm just using the term artist because he is a he himself has composed. He is a wonderful pianist. He is an actor. He perform. I mean, everything you can think of, he has
that
done. He's been involved in films and all kinds of stuff. He's
who,
an extremely
who made these?
Me, extremely talented
you.
Man.
All yeah. Right. So, but the other, we have a few songs made scary by horror movies that we didn't have time to fit in the bumper music for today's show. So
yeah.
I wanted to quickly get to those. We have featured them on previous shows, so I wanted to make sure we got to them as well. So, Eric, I'm going to have you play letter A. Letter A. This is Sprout and the Bean.
Wait a minute. Was that letter A?
Letter A. Letter A.
Letter A.
Letter A. Letter A. Sprout and the Bean by
letter
Joanna
what?
Newsom.
Newsom.
Yes.
Newsom.
Yes. Newsom.
No,
this
Newsom.
Is Dave. Do you know what movie this song is from?
This is from The Wizard of Oz, 1942.
I'll give you a hint.
Judy Garland.
No, that's not a horror movie unless you've seen a very
the
tripped
Tin
out
Man.
Version.
That's pretty scary.
Okay.
The Tin Man.
The lion.
Yeah, the lion's pretty scary. He's
yeah.
Even though he was cowardly.
Oh, yeah, but lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Oh, my Lanta. Okay, so this is from The Strangers. The Strangers, Sprout and the Bean by Joanna Newsom. And, you know, there's also another song from Stranger.
What is it?
B. Let's play letter B.
This, oh, Beatles, 1962.
No, this is My First Lover.
What?
This is My First Lover.
Is that Bobby?
No.
You had one?
No, it's Bobby.
Her name is Jillian Welch.
Woo!
Woohoo!
Congratulations, the bed. Joseph.
Thank you. Jillian
and
Welch is
film
My
at
First
11
Lover.
For
lover.
Viewers?
Huh?
I'll do the play-by-play. And there goes Joseph.
We're going to meerkat it.
Wow, the covers go over both of them. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Right cross.
Oh, yes! Woo!
Down goes Susan.
And all in 10 seconds,
or
it's
Tina.
Over.
Who was it? Susan. No,
Jillian.
Jillian Welch.
Yes, from the Strangers. But you might not recognize that. You might recognize it as letter C.
Sounds the same. From the record, Scratching
yes.
and You're Next?
No, from The Strangers.
Oh, Strangers. Yeah. But I thought in Your Next there
Your
was
Next
too.
There was something as well. That's on next week's show. But this is The Strangers. Let's just listen to this a little more.
What sounds that's repeating itself?
It's a record skipping. it's a vinyl record
yes.
scratch.
Is that a new thing?
A new thing? What's a new thing? No, her name was Newsom. Joanna Newsom.
Like in Tucson?
Yeah, and I got some. The
you got some?
No,
Tucson.
Jillian Welch.
I think I
won
some.
My First Lover. All
how
right.
do you play
so,
solitaire?
But Speaking of walking, real quick.
Walking the dead?
Dave, you mentioned something. There's a walk going on or something that our
well, I heard about
Bobby
it
is going to be taking. No,
MSNBC.
No, it's not Bobby.
It's Amber Rose Slut Walk. And Eric, you heard of that after I
only,
told you.
Yeah, only after you told me.
It's evidently reframing what slut means. And I heard someone interviewed today on MSNBC. What does slut mean? And they said self-empowerment sexuality. And I always thought the first word I use when I heard the word, you know, slut is morality, lack thereof.
Well, it used to be women's lib. Now it's women's slut.
Well, now you got a picture of everyone being proud of being a slut because they've reframed it to a positive, empowering part of women. So they're trying to reframe the name. And you could see there's little, instead of their faces, they show their bodies, all sorts of types of bodies.
Yeah, I like when they show
with,
their bodies.
With their faces covered with the name slut. So they're trying to teach this in college, evidently, and a movement of reframing the word slut. If you have any, I don't know if we should take calls on this or not, but basically, I'm
if you
just,
are a slut.
No.
Oh, no.
I mean, Eric, do we want to take calls if anyone wants to chime in on
If you want to.
If you want to chime in.
I got my finger on the dump button.
Yeah, 602-252-1480. 602-252-1480.
But I just want to say I'm all obviously in favor of obviously equal rights and women's empowerment. It's not that – that's not my commentary. I'm just wondering why that word – you want to try to reframe because then you could change anything you want in the English language. Some things mean what they mean. You know, some things are traditionally meaning that, and there's other words for empowerment of women like empowerment. How about that?
Wow. And there's
That's
a show called
opinion.
Empowering Women on BreakRadioShow.com.
So I don't get, you know, anyway, what do you have opinion? Any, Trisha?
My only opinion is I wish you would have told me about this because if I would have put hashtag slutwalk on our Meerkat stream, we would have been blowing up.
You would have had
right
a
now.
Date tonight.
Well, maybe. But we would have been blowing up. We would have been most popular if I would have put hashtag slutwalk.
It's not too late.
Oh, hey.
Maybe more commentary later. I don't know. Nice. But I don't know a lot about it, but they did have the slutwalk, I believe, Amber Rose, or maybe... Yeah, I think they already had it. So just check it out. Amber Rose Slutwalk. It was October 3rd, actually, 2015.
Well, there are plenty of things to celebrate, and we've got a jam-packed show again, so we better take a quick break. We already heard from Henry Hall singing Here Comes the Boogeyman. Here are the Four Freshmen singing Jeepers Creepers from Jeepers Creepers, one of my favorite horror movies of all time, and I know every time, Eric, you say...
Well, thank you for speaking out for me, because I was going to say something.
You
were going to say no, right?
I thought it was ridiculous.
I loved it. I loved every minute of it, and I cannot wait for Jeepers Creepers
Both of
3.
Them?
I like the first one is Runaway, one of my favorite horror movies. I like the second one as well, and they are making Jeepers Creepers 3 Cathedral coming to theaters next year.
Was that with Eliza Dushku in the first one?
No.
Eliza,
you're thinking of Wrong Turn.
Wrong Turn, maybe.
Yeah, this is Justin Long.
Oh, Justin Long.
And that's
good.
And that's Justin on the trumpet there.
No way.
Wow, he's very talented.
Is he?
It's not him.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.